Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. So glad you're here to learn with us today. Today's topic is story time.
And the title of our lesson is The Loving Father. The Loving Father. So today we will finish the story from yesterday.
There was a father with two sons.
This younger son was bored and had no money, but then one day he had an idea. He asked his father for all the money he was going to get, and then he left home.
His father gave the boy his share of the family's money. The boy took the money and traveled to a new city.
It was fun, money and friends.
Well, he had fun for a short time, but he wasted the money quickly.
He had no friends, no money, no food. He was hungry.
One day, a garbage man came by. He offered to help the man. He said, "You can collect garbage for me. Some of it is good to eat."
Ooh, well, so what does this have to do with our title? Our title today is The Loving Father.
Well, I guess we will have to watch the story today to find out. We will learn more about this younger son. Maybe he will go back home.
I hope he does. Well, let's get started, but first, let's look at those keywords with Christina.
Hello, 继续昨天的故事，我们讲到小儿子的逍遥挥霍。把钱都花光了，肚子实在很饿。He was starving. 动词 starve 就是挨饿、饥饿，而它的现在分词 starving 当形容词用，就是饥饿的意思。年轻人忍不住想到，家里就算是仆人都能吃饱，自己不如回家认错，在家当个仆人都比现在强。名词仆人就是 servant. He can be a servant back home.于是年轻人就回家去了。当父亲看到小儿子回来，就激动地跑上去拥抱他。动词拥抱就是 hug. The father ran to his son and hugged him. 父亲要开盛大的派对庆祝小儿子回来，可是大儿子就不开心了。这种人凭什么那么受宠？慈爱的父亲解释了庆祝的原因。The father explained to the elder son.动词 explain 就是解释、说明。毕竟一个慈爱的父亲是永远不会放弃自己的孩子的。A loving father never gives up on his children. 片语动词 give up 表示放弃某人或某事的意思。
Then the young man thought about his father's home.Everyone has plenty to eat there, don't they? But here I am starving, he thought. I'll go home and tell my father. Father, I did the wrong thing. I don't deserve to be your son anymore.Can I just be one of your servants? So the young man went home.
So this young man had no money, friends, or food. He could work for this garbage man.
Or he could go home.
Yeah, but they won't accept him. He already took the family's money. He wasted it on himself.He wasted it on fun things very quickly. Maybe he could just eat garbage.
Well, he has another idea. The young man thought about his father's home. Everyone has plenty to eat there, don't they?
Yeah, don't they? This is a good sentence, isn't it? Let's go to Rebecca to practice it some more.
Hey, friends, you arrived just in time.To learn something new in use it. If you want to say that everyone has something, you can use today's use it. You will also learn about tag questions, That is just a question you ask after you say something to make sure you are correct. Let's look at a few examples. First, everyone has trouble sometimes, don't they? Don't they is the tag question. Or you could also say, everyone has fun with friends, don't they? Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So this young man thinks, I am hungry and there is no food here, but my father has plenty of food.
Well, this young man is not just hungry, he is starving. Starving means that he is really, really hungry. So what does he plan to do? Does he have an idea?
Yes, he thinks he'll go home and tell his father, Father, I am so sorry. I did the wrong thing. I don't deserve to be your son anymore.
Ooh, don't deserve to be his son anymore. Let's learn more about this sentence. Here's Christina.
饥饿的小儿子想着要回到父亲身边对他说, I don't deserve to be your son anymore. 我再也不配做你的儿子了。来看动词 deserve, 当你要表达某件事是应得的,就可以用这个字。 比如有人工作表现杰出,老板给他升职, 大家都觉得他实至名归,这时候就可以对他说, You deserve it, 表示这是你应得的。今天小儿子说, I don't deserve to be your son anymore. 我不应该得到成为你儿子的这个地位。换句话说，他觉得自己不配再当他父亲的儿子了。所以deserve后面可以接不定词片语。比如某人很努力，赢得了电影中的重要角色。我们说, She deserved to win the role. 表示他那个角色是应当得的。
Thanks, Christina. So the young man thinks that he can say he is sorry to his father and then what? Become his son again?
No, his plan is to become a servant. A servant at this home will help the family, clean things, bring the food. He won't be a son anymore.
But he will get paid and he'll be able to eat.
That's good. So the young man went home and we'll see what happens next.
When his father saw him coming, he ran to his son and hugged him.
Father!
The son cried.
I'm sorry. I did the wrong thing. I don't deserve to be your son anymore. Can I just be one of your servants?
Of course not,
the father said.
You will always be my son. Servants,
he called.
Give him new clothes and a new cell phone. And prepare a big meal. Everyone must celebrate.
So the young man goes home. He knows he doesn't deserve to be a son anymore. He doesn't deserve to be in the family. But maybe he can be a servant there.
Well, that makes sense. But no, what happens?
Well, when his father saw him coming, he ran to his son and hugged him. I would love to hug my dad and mom right now.
The son cried, I'm sorry, I did the wrong thing. I don't deserve to be your son anymore. Can I just be one of your servants?
Let's learn a little bit more about this from Christina. She can teach us about the word cried. Christina?
不知道各位有没有注意到，这个故事完全是用过去式写出来的，因为基本上故事就是过去的事。 所以只要是讲故事都是用过去式的动词。过去式的动词有好几种变化的形式。我们今天挑一种来讲。Father, the boy cried, I am sorry. 动词 cry, cry, 除了哭的意思之外，也表达哭喊、呼喊的意思。它的过去式要去 y 加 ied, 变成 cried, cried。所以动词只要字尾是子音的字母加 y 的话，就要去 y 加 ied。比如 copy 的字尾是 py, p 是子音的字母，所以 copy 的过去式就是 copied。其他的例子像是 study, studied, carry, carried, try, tried, worry, worried.
Thanks, Christina. So what was it that the son cried?
He cried, I am sorry, I did the wrong thing. I don't deserve to be your son anymore. Can I just be one of your servants?
I did the wrong thing.
No, you just did the right thing. You just said today's...
Calendar phrase!
I did the wrong thing.
I did the wrong thing.
我做错了事。
Who took my donut?
Oops! I did the wrong thing.
Who took my papers?
Oops! I did the wrong thing.
Who took my coffee?
Oops! I did the wrong thing.
Why did I hire you?
I guess you did the wrong thing.
I did the wrong thing.
I did the wrong thing.
我做错了事。
So the son thinks that at least he can be a servant. But what does the father say?
Of course not. You will always be my son. Wow, it's like the father didn't even care about the money. He is just happy that his son came back home.
Yes, the father calls the servants, gives him new clothes and a new cell phone, and prepares a big meal. Everyone celebrates.
Oh, celebrate! That is fun. That's when we have a big party and we all eat together. This father is actually happy. He's not just angry at this son of his.
Yes, he really is a very loving father. Well, friends, I think this is a good place to stop for a minute. We'll be right back right after this. Don't go away! Welcome back from the break, friends. So who do you think is a loving person?
Oh, I always think of my mom. If I am stressed or angry, sad or tired, I can always come to her, and she's always very good to me. Well, we have a good father. Let's learn more about it in this story. Here's part three.
But not everyone wanted to celebrate. The father's elder son was not happy.
Father,
he said,
my brother left home and wasted all his money. Why should he get a party?
Because,
explained the loving father,
your brother went away, but now he's home to stay. And that's a reason to celebrate.
A loving father never gives up on his children.
Everyone is happy. The younger son came home. Everyone can celebrate.
Well, everyone can celebrate, but not everyone wanted to celebrate. The father's eldest son was not happy.
Well, I can understand why a little bit. He is angry. His brother left home and wasted all his money. Why should he get a party?
I guess we have a lesson to learn from the father. We might think like the younger son, but the father explains.
When he explains something, he's giving an answer. The loving father explains that the brother went away, but now he is home to stay, and that's a reason to celebrate.
Wow, the father really does love this son.
Well, I wonder what the father felt when the son was away. I think he was always waiting for that son to come back home.
A loving father never gives up on his children. Let's talk a little more about this phrase, to give up on someone or something.
Well, maybe you have a friend. You don't want to give up on your friends. Maybe they are in a bad situation. They keep doing the wrong thing. If you give up, that's when you say, all right, I'll never be your friend again. I don't believe you will change. But if we don't give up, we will continue to be their friend and be there for them.
Right. So to give up means you stop trying something. You stop trying to be someone's friend, or you stop trying to learn. You give up. I hope you don't give up on learning friends or give up on English. You really are doing a great job.
Yes, you are. Friends, don't give up. And now we can review together. Friends, let's take a look at the keywords that we have for you today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Starve. Starve. There is no food. People are starving.
Servant. Servant. The servant cleaned the room.
Hug. Hug. The mother hugged her children.
Explain. Explain. He explained the problem.
Give up. Give up. Don't give up on our team. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Don't give up. Keep on practicing. Now let's review our story one more time together.
Then the young man thought about his father's home. Everyone has plenty to eat there, don't they? But here I am starving, he thought. I'll go home and tell my father.
Father, father, I am sorry. I did the wrong thing. I don't deserve to be your son anymore. Can I just be one of your servants?
So the young man went home. When his father saw him coming, he ran to his son and hugged him.
Father!
The son cried.
I'm sorry. I did the wrong thing. I don't deserve to be your son anymore. Can I just be one of your servants?
Of course not,
the father said.
You will always be my son. Servant,
he called.
Give him new clothes and a new cell phone. And prepare a big meal. Everyone must celebrate.
But not everyone wanted to celebrate. The father's elder son was not happy.
Father,
he said,
my brother left home and wasted all his money. Why should he get a party?
Because,
explained the loving father,
your brother went away, but now he's home to stay. And that's a reason to celebrate.
A loving father never gives up on his children.
Ginger, you came back.
Yes, I'm so happy to be back here.
Did you enjoy running away?
Yes. Well, no. Running away wasn't fun.
Really? What happened?
I ran out of money, and I ran out of bananas.
That's too bad.
Yeah, and now I'm starving.
So you decided to come home?
Yes. I missed you. I missed the Jungle Cafe, and I missed bananas.
I missed you too, but I thought you'd come home.
You did? Really? Why did you think that?
Well, a good friend never gives up on his monkey.
Aw, thanks. How long was I gone?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, what a long time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about fathers. Please help me welcome my guest, Mr. Abraham Abbott.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Abraham. Now, Abraham, can you tell our friends what you do?
I am a full-time father.
Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from Henry Ma of Hualien, Taiwan. Henry writes, a father is one of the most important people in a child's life. What are some other words for father in English?
That's a great question, Henry. You're right. A father is one of the most important people in a child's life. And there are many words that children can call their father.
I call my father Baba or Ba. That's the Chinese word for father.
That's right. There are many words in English, too. For example, many people call their fathers Dad or Daddy.
There's also Pop, Papa, or Pappy.
That's right. Some people call their dads Old Man.
Oh, right. They might say, I love my old man, or my old man really takes care of his family. But that's not always polite, so be careful with that name.
That's right. And there are many different things that children can call their fathers. But whatever they call them, a good father is a blessing.
You're right. I'm very thankful for my father. He was a good dad to me. I miss him. You know, I think I'll call him after the show.
You should.
Well, thanks for your help today, Abraham. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today's story. And remember, there is always a loving father waiting for you to come back home. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope to see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.